Rosalía de hacer mi presentación. Una dama elegante secuestró mi atención. Y Billy had back un big body, whole different story. Full of glory, está en la comandante. Una quinta rueda pa' afuera, mucha miradera. Llega el gato de ella, alegando y manoteando en la cara mea. Con un disfraz de un tamaño que ni le servía. Le expliqué que lo sentía, que no sabía. Él era quien ganaba, yo perdía. Él continuó, y yo ay bendito sea Dios. Este mamá hecho ya me cansó. Y le digo en el oído, yo vivo positivo. No tengo problema, no tengo enemigo. Tírala conmigo, donde no haya testigos. Si eres tan atrevido, fueguillo sin gatillo. Nadie ha hablado de martillo, tío. Se puso amarillo, gato como guaniquillo. Le digo a su gata, quédate con mi amigo. Todo lo anterior fue un malentendido. Me fui del sitio con ella por si volví arrepentido. A la habitación 4-5 del ejecutivo. Esto fue solo un aperitivo, sacado de lo vivido. Chivo. Si no respeta tu prieta, el de la maleta, no es culpa del toro, su vaca es inquieta. Ey, no respeta, demasiado coqueta. Oye, hasta la vista muñeca. Me gusta hacer music, elegante de booty. Cómprate el CD, se botó mi DJ. Y salgo sweet para la lady, fucking crazy. La tira de baby, solo una Messi conmigo. Mini patita en lo que está todo. Bueno, de la disco hasta el booty.
AllinRadio.com.
Yeah.
I snap on the track like the fingers of Thanos. Como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. It's all love, all Wimbledon with the pendant. All I have in this world is my flag and my sword. I'm on the battlefield with the flag of my lord. My shahada is my cantata. My heart chakra light up when I make signs that faja. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, our heavenly father. Like Vince Staples said, we just waiting in the water. My people out in Flint still bathing in the slaughter. Ice out here ripping families apart at the border. Satan struck Palestine with yet another mortar. Lies from the reporters, ass shots and stripper poles for the eyes of my daughter. Swing low, sweet chariot. My train is on schedule, but I had to take the underground railroad like Harriet. Weave the whole industry, every jab I parried it. My cross I carried it, my crown of thorns to Calvary from Nazareth. The orbit was too wide to calculate the azimuth. The journey was technically unexplainable, hazardous. Rise young gods, all paths lead to Lazarus. The dry bones that lifted up from the valley dust. The prayers of the slaves are the wings that carry us. A field full of dreams is where they tried to bury us.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Tuesday, and welcome to another episode of La Mera Hora. I'm your host, Leslie, and you're tuning in to allinradio.com. Thank you guys so much for being here with me today. I got my live stream going on Instagram Live, and today I just want to talk about basically the energy that's been going on this past week now. Last week, I did have an episode where we basically discussed everything that was going on with George Floyd as well as Ahmaud Arbery. And that's kind of where it started. Last week and this whole week has just been, it's been insane. A whole bunch of things have been going on, protesting, standing up for what we believe in. And I just want to start off by saying that I'm super, super blessed to have this small soapbox at All In Radio. And today I'm taking the opportunity to talk about some of these issues that have been going around regarding police brutality, Black Lives Matter, as well as anti-blackness within the Latinx community. Right now we're currently waiting for Brianda to get here, but I figured I'd get the show started. But just starting to talk about a couple of things. So for those of you that are unaware of what's been going on, have been living under a rock, or have been choosing to basically turn a blind eye, let me just catch you up with everything that's been going on. So last week, like I said, I talked about George Floyd, and what happened was that he was killed by three police officers and one police officer that was just standing there basically doing nothing. Two of those officers were on his back. Meanwhile, one of the officers, which is known as who's known as Derek Chauvin, basically was putting a knee into his neck. The autopsy has then been released. I believe it was yesterday. I saw it yesterday on Facebook. His family finally got an autopsy. And they were talking about it on Facebook, and they finally released that it was based on basically the cops were at fault and he was asphyxiated, and it has caused an uproar. I mean, how can it not? Time and time again, we are here, we are dealing with the same situations, with the same circumstances of police brutality, and it just seems like it's never ending. It seems like people of color, but most importantly, Black people are just not being heard. They're being ignored, they're not being considered, and at this point, it's gotten old, and it just seems like it's definitely a straw that broke the camel's back. But more than ever, I feel like there's outrage, there's an outcry, as there should be. There definitely should be. We should all be angry, we should all be upset. And I have to say that, you know, right now, people are definitely, out of all times, choosing to stay silent. We've gotten, you know, answers where people say, oh, I don't know enough to have an opinion on it. And it's like, at this point, bro, like, if you don't have a fucking opinion on something like this, it's just like, where do you, it just goes to show where you stand, really. we have so many resources. You know, the internet is readily available. And for people to have the excuse of I'm not educated enough to have an opinion on the situation is by far, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's most important right now, more than ever, to educate yourself, have an opinion on this, and look into what is actually going on for people to really understand what's happening, you know? So it's time for everybody to wake up, because at this point, it's just gone on too fucking far, you know? And most recently, I saw another post earlier today, and it could have been during this protest. I have to look it up. But yet again, another black man has been killed. Yesterday, I decided to go to a protest myself. And it was a march from Skyline Oakland Tech to the police department. It was really well organized. And it was really well organized. We got there at a good time. And it was really, really nice to see the majority of support that were out on these streets, you know, all people of all backgrounds, of all color, uniting together to stand in solidarity with our black brothers and sisters. So it was really, really good to see. And then yesterday they actually set a curfew for 8:00. So things got a little intense when we made it to the Oakland City Hall, which is about a 12-minute walk from the Oakland department. The organizers, you know, came out and gave a speech and again told us to not forget what we're fighting for. And basically it was around, I want to say it was around 7:00. It was around 7:00 when they were starting to wrap up things. And I think that maybe the organizers met at Oakland City Hall and decided to tell everyone to start heading back because they understood that everybody had parked at Oakland Tech. And that they didn't want to have people out too late to give, I guess, you know, police officers a reason to even harm us or hurt us, et cetera, et cetera. Half of the majority still went towards the police department while the rest of the march headed back, it seemed like. And me being me, along with my friends, we ended up still proceeding and we ended up closer to the police department. And we walked all the way down Broadway when there was like a whole line of police officers. So there was a whole line of police officers and everyone's chanting, everyone's cheering. Well, chanting, right? I don't want to misconstrue that for cheering. We were chanting. We were saying George Floyd's name. We were saying names of other people as well that we've lost, you know, literally in these past months, you know, Breonna Taylor being one of them, and everyone else, you know. So at one point it got really intense because everyone started shouting white people to the front, white people to the front. And, you know, a majority of the white allies that were out there definitely went to the forefront and were right in front of the police. And it was about 7:45 and we had no kind of warning at all. And it just sounded like they started dropping bombs. I'm not even joking. They started tear gassing everybody. And I booked it. Like, I was like, holy shit. I booked it and I went up the street. And I swear to you guys, it was like a freaking movie. I never experienced anything like that. It was a huge crowd. Everybody was running in their different directions because we just didn't even know what ways the tear gas was coming. You just saw it all in the air and it was all being thrown into the crowd. And I started running when the least you expect is like a whole other wall of police officers like waiting for everybody else. I legitimately thought I was either going to get arrested and I was going to have to call my dad, but it was all good. We ran up from there and, you know, it was just really, it was discouraging and it was hard to deal with. And at the same time, you know, there's that intensity of the feeling that they want to harm us. You know, we were chanting, we were yelling, we were saying, you know, no justice, no peace. What's his name? Say his name, George Floyd, over and over and over. And, you know, I don't think that there was any justification to start throwing tear gas. You know, nobody was getting violent. Nobody was breaking anything. No one was breaking into anything. And, you know, they just started throwing their tear gas and they started cornering us. And, you know, from that point on, a whole bunch of vans started coming out of it from anywhere and everywhere, full of police officers. They were getting dropped off in different areas and patrolling different places. And they were very antagonizing. You know, they were very antagonizing and they were passing by. They were in the vans and they were just like waving at protesters. Like I said before, we were literally everybody was walking up and down Broadway. So, you know, the march basically was in the way of traffic. Absolutely. But at one point when we were headed back, you know, as people were crossing the street and the cops were at that light, they just, you know, they sped through the crowd. They didn't break. They didn't stop. They weren't cautious as to who was crossing the street, whether they were crossing the street or not. They just stepped on it. And it's just, it just goes to show the vibe and the energy that's out there. You know, we don't necessarily, you know, people want to say, fuck the police and cops want to say, you know, that why not all cops are bad and all these things. And it's just at this point, you know, people are fucking tired. You know, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired that, you know, they're not representing the people. They're not representative of the people. They're not here to protect and serve. They're here to protect and serve themselves. They're here to enforce a safety among like white citizens. But, you know, they pursue and prosecute people of color. And I have to say at this point, it seems like there's going to be either a revolution or something big that's going to happen, because at this point it just seems like the people are tired of the police. You know, people are tired of the government. People are tired of not being properly represented, protected, and, you know, defended at this point. So things are really, really getting old. People are getting tired, and I'm standing by ready to see what happens. But at the same time, I'm also preparing myself for the things that I have to do as a Latina, to stand by in solidarity of African Americans. You know, we have a voice, each and every one of us. And it's about time that we use our voices, that we stand together and we stand in solidarity and support. There's so many things that we can do, whether you want to go to a protest or not, because of, again, a lot of people have said, oh, it's really scary. You know, I don't want to go to a protest. Understood. Definitely. Safety first. But there's different ways that we can start, especially within our own friend group. Within our own friend groups, within our own family circles, and just correcting behavior and correcting mindsets to be progressive and start changing these things from within. Because mind you, we are all super used to this systematic oppression, the system that is racist, and you know, it's coming to a point also that I even notice like other Latinos like against African Americans and stuff like that. And we just really, really have to wake up to realize that more than ever, now more than ever, we have to unite as all people of color. You know, because at the end of the day, I firmly believe that all of us people of color are definitely not taken into consideration. We're not viewed as shit. And it's time that we change that. So let's go into some music right now. We'll take a short break. Hopefully Brianda will be with us soon so we can go ahead and talk about this in a deeper sense. She is definitely someone that I look up to in regards to having a voice, especially because the other day I walked into her house and she was having a battle with her dad. Like, it was a straight back and forth. And I think it's important, definitely, that we have conversations like that. But I definitely want to have her here in order to talk about that experience and talk about what she does specifically in regards to friends, family, and our community. So let's take a short break. Let's play some music, and we will be right back.
AllinRadio.com.
Oh.
What if I used to be a president in a past life? With a match and a pipe and a top hat in the back of the right. A chariot chasing Harriet through the night. I barely get sleep, my karma owed me much drama. Men of sheep, I sold three last summer. A black back ain't exact until he got stripes. Beat that boy till he collapsed. Tease that boy, make him fight his brother. Make him hate his mama, make him blame his father. You follow the rules and they always gonna do what they do. Never revolt, never rebel. Willie Lynch taught us just how to sell white lies to these black lies. And if you train them, then they act ride, but whatever you do,
free like my energy.
Don't ask why.
Free like my enemies. Free like the soul of my homies. Free like a sinner. Yes, I'm free. Yes, I'm free. I am free like my paradigm. Shifting my state of mind. Listen to my creator. Make sure that I stay aligned. Yes, I'm free.
My brother.
Me pueden poner en cadenas.
They can put me in chains.
Me pueden encarcelar.
They can lock me up.
Pero no me pueden atrapar la mente.
But they can't trap my mind.
Lamentablemente han tratado de hacer esclavos de mi gente.
They tried to make slaves of my people.
Pero del corazón hay un fuente.
But from our heart runs a fountain.
Corriente.
Flowing.
Siguiente.
Continuing.
Si se puede.
Yes, I can.
Si Dios quiere.
God willing.
What if I was to leave some evidence, like a crack pipe or the shell of a nine? Millie or Philly with plenty of my saliva, cause I hit the blunt one too many times. Blood, we can hit them up. They got 4-5 racks in the safe, and they don't come back till it's late. Plus, they got another 3 in the mattress by the Atlas. Put us on the map with the cake, yeah. At least that's what we thought. No, not me, nigga, we get caught. Yeah, right. Then peeking out the window, a nigga see them red and blue lights. Oh shit, bro, we gotta go, nigga, no shit. Hit the back door, clear the whole fence. But in the process, a nigga dropped the whole 4/5 and they circled the block.
Free like my energy,
I got caught.
Free like my enemies. Free like the soul of my homies. Free like a sinner, yes, I'm free.
Close that K9, so I have my cash.
Yes, I'm free.
On how to do this time, I guess I better ask my dad.
I am free like my paradigm. Shifting my state of mind. Listen to my creator, make sure that I stay aligned. Yes, I'm free.
Hey, what if I was to need some medicine for my lymph nodes? I'm a pimp with these hoes. My bitch gave me a kiss and my neck was swole. I was in the studio next to smoke and a big homie BJ said, boy, get that checked out. Guillotine flow, don't stick your neck out. Nigga, I'm cheers, I spit that best out. But I ain't trying to be stretched out, so I went up to Kaiser. My surprise was the diagnosis. What? Cancer. I'm 22 plus when I spit, I'm dope as shit. I went through that chemo and radiation. Stem cell transplant the patients next to me in their 80s. I'm just a baby.
Free like my energy.
But now my soul is free.
Free like my enemies. Free like the soul of my homies. Free like a sinner. Yes, I'm free. Yes, I'm free. I am free like my paradigm. Shifting my state of mind. Listen to my creator. Make sure that I stay aligned. Yes, I'm free.
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
AllInRadio.com.
You vandalize my perception.
more than confession. I mean, I might press the button just so you know my discretion. I'm guarding my feelings, I know that you feel it. You sabotage my community, making a killing. You made me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
I saw them shit like a slave, can be black. Boy, we feel money for pain, can be black. I'm an asset, they put me in a chain, can be black. I'm a chain now, me go a chain full of rocks. Hey, you know, see the whip, left yard, from we back. But now we have a big whip back from the black. All them are so redoomed from the start, can be black. But remember this, every race start from the black. Just remember that.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, witnesses will convey just what I mean. I mean, it's evident that I'm irrelevant to society. That's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesizing that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutionalized manipulation and lies. Reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you? I know you hate me just as much as you hate yourself. Jealous of my wisdom and cards I dealt. Watching me as I pull up, fill up my tank, then peel out. Muscle cars like pull-ups, show you what these big wheels about. Black and successful, this black man meant to be special. Cat scans on my radar, bitch, how can I help you? How can I tell you I'm making a killing? You make me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
I saw them shit like a slave, can be black. Boy, we feel money by pain, can be black. I'm an asset, I'm with me in a chain, can be black. I'm a channel, me go a chain full of rocks. And you know, see you.
All right, y'all, and we are back. One more time, this is La Mera Hora, and I'm your host, Leslie. And on the show today, I have Rianda Rodriguez.
Damn, government ID.
Well, so they can look it, so they can look you up.
Yeah, fuck you, police. Find me.
Yeah, so today I have Rianda on the show specifically right before the break, as we were waiting for her to get here, was basically the topic of, you know, having these open conversations with your friends, with your family, among your community, et cetera, et cetera. Like I had just said before the break, the other day, I had walked into Bree's house and she was legitimately having a heated conversation with her dad. So one thing that I want to address today on the show specifically is being or anti-blackness within the Latino community, within the Latinx community. It's something that I personally have encountered, like, growing up, and not knowing the severity of it, not knowing how it's influencing me along with everyone else I'm being raised with. Not until literally being in college, really, because in our classes, Latino studies classes, we talked about it a lot. You know, we talk about the caste system of that the Europeans have, you know, brought into brought upon the indigenous people, where, you know, fair skin is what everyone aspires for. Fair skin is, you know, closer, is you being closer to God, et cetera, et cetera. And basically unleashing centuries and centuries of just hatred towards being dark, being darker, of a darker complexion, being black. And it's just deeply rooted, very, very deeply rooted, in our communities, in our culture, to be anti-black. And it's just, you know, at this point, as we get more educated, as we read more, as we look into our history, it just has to fucking stop.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And I think, as first generation Mexican American, as the oldest of our siblings, and being mujeres, we definitely have a higher and deeper level of compassion into when we grow up and we hear our parents say, like, racist remarks, and we're like, you know, we try to combat it, but we don't know how. So what do? We keep our mouth shut, right? We listen. We're told to respect our elders. We're told to not have an opinion until we actually have a seat at the table, which means bringing in the bread at home. And, you know, yeah, you're right about going to college and being exposed to other cultures and learning what the heck the rhetoric of words and language and how powerful the country and politics truly are, just solely based on what they say. And so we really start to question, like, these conversations that we have at home that are really just nonchalant, really just jokes. And then you think about it, and it's like those words are hurtful. Those words are embedded in our train of thoughts. And I think that as Latinos, growing up in the hood, growing up in Richmond, and of course we've talked about this before, right? Because in Richmond we have San Pablo, and both, there's such a large distinguishment between North and, like, North Richmond and Richmond and San Pablo. We all go to the same school, but we all have, you know, different sections in the neighborhood where it's, like, really clear where the hood is. And we like to think that we're from the hood sometimes, but then we really don't realize that a lot of people have it worse. Regardless, I'm kind of going off on a tangent right now, but I think that the other day when you stepped in, Leslie, and you freaking saw what my dad was saying, and my uncle and my stepmom, and they were all just having a casual conversation.
It's a lot of yelling, though.
A lot of yelling. Oh, yeah. No, not in my house. We don't talk nicely. And unfortunately, right? We don't have a sense of volume.
But honestly, when I walked in, though, and your dad was, like, for sure projecting his voice, and he was talking about the protest, right, at the time when I walked in.
He was talking about George Floyd's murder and saying that the cop and George Floyd actually worked together, and, you know, obviously there was some different story that the news isn't covering, and my whole point was F the news, F the story, what's wrong is wrong, he was murdered. And my dad was like, yeah, but, you know, basically trying to get two sides to the story. And here's the thing, when it comes to hearing the two sides, right? We talked about this too the other day with people mm-hmm. commenting on my stories.
Yep.
It's like, we don't need to hear two sides. We don't need to hear what the cop's intent or reason or probable cause was. The whole point is there's an unarmed man. So right off the bat, the power is in the cop's gun, right? Or in this case, his fucking knee and force and his squad backing him up.
Right.
So it's like, you don't need to know what the whole story was. I think what the whole point is that this man died. I don't know if it was solely based on the color of his skin, and I don't care. The point is that he's black and he's dying and he's dead, and so is millions of other people. And it's just enough is enough. And I don't think that we need to necessarily have a breakdown of our history or systematic oppression to just fucking have some compassion, right? Yeah, love doesn't rule the world at this point, clearly, but I think it's about time that the power is being recognized in the people's hands. I think the worst part of being Latino and Latinx is just knowing that we have to break these cultural stigmas within our own family households, and a lot of us are scared. A lot of us don't even understand. I mean, we still have freaking friends who are praying to the Kardashians. I mean, they're not my friends, obviously, but it's just basically what I'm saying is, like, we're brainwashed by the media, we're brainwashed by cultural whatever respects. Just because it's cultural doesn't make it correct. Just because it's in our history doesn't make it right, you know? And it's like, everyone wants to talk about black and brown pride, and I'm hearing right now that there's quote-unquote gang Latin kings in Chicago brutalizing black people. And it's so disgusting and disturbing to hear this, a gang, a Latino, Latinx gang calling themselves Latin kings. That shit is trash, bro, and it For hurts sure. me to say Latin trash, you know? And it's just, all I'm saying is, like, to my cousins, to my family members, to my friends whose parents and uncles and aunts say really disturbing things.
And honestly, anyone out there that's listening that needs to hear this as well within their own families,
you just gotta question it, you know? I told my dad, I was like, bro, why are you making jokes like that? They're racist. They're effed up. And I'm not gonna get into reverse racism, because that's another thing, you know? I'm not gonna break down about why brown people aren't racist, but I'm just gonna straight up say that just solely from saying no, I got so much backlash in my family. I literally said, like, that's fucked up, don't say that. And they were like, oh, what do you mean? Like, it's just a joke, we don't mean no harm. And I'm like, okay, would you say that if a black person was here? Of course not. Ha ha, you think I'm stupid? Of course I would never say that. So then why do you gotta say it within our family? It's just a joke, you can't take a joke. Why are you getting so offended? It's not even about you. And then it's like, oh, I'm the emotional one, I'm the passionate one, I'm the one who's losing in this conversation because I'm already getting so worked up over my family's conversation.
So are you saying, in a sense, they gaslight you? Like, oh, you're the one that's over. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And it's like, it's, and then it gets to the point where it's like, well, you know what? You need to sit back down. You're young. You're dumb. You're stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, if you don't like shit, then there's a door. Oh, wow. My own family, guys. And it's like, I understand why people don't say things. Like, what am I supposed to do? Open up a textbook and bring out the research? You know, it's like, not my job to completely educate everybody, but it's my sole responsibility at this point.
At the end of the day, that, and that's what I'm getting at, that I for sure commend you for even having the courage to speak within your own family, because like you said, right, they're quick and it's easy for them to shut it down and shut you up, and even your own family can intimidate you. And I think that, you know, it's very courageous for any of us, for all of us, to begin these conversations at home. And I think it's also at the same time necessary if we want to start making any kind of change. And I said this earlier on the show, if you're the type to be like, oh, I'm not going to go to a protest because it's dangerous, fine, so be it. But start these conversations at home, start them within your own friend groups, and figure out what is what. Because you know what? Even now, both me and Bree have felt like, you know, we've seen some friends on Instagram being quiet. You know, we've seen friends not posting anything. We've seen friends saying like, oh, you know, I don't really know a lot to opinionate on this. And at this point, that in itself has gotten old.
Yeah. Like, and I do want to add that we're beyond, you know, having these conversations. We're beyond not posting. We're beyond not, you know, speaking up for each other. And you talked about protesting. We know what comes with protesting. These cops, we're literally fighting against police brutality. We're literally fighting against them killing people, us, our people, people of color, specifically Black people. And so we know that to go to a protest, to be face-to-face with cops have the right freaking shoot us because they're such an abuse of power, right? And now they have this curfew implemented. So you know that you're facing off with violence. You know that to go to a protest is to put your life on the line. And it's so sad to say. And I got checked today. You know, my friend hits me up and is like, yo, why are you posting this? Not why, obviously, not like shaming me. And there is no shame in posting. I do want to add that, because people want to reach out to me and say like, oh, you're shaming me for posting or not posting. No, I'm not. I'm just calling you out. And I'm just asking, do you even care? Because for the looks of it, you don't, you know? But it's like, you want to say it's a peaceful protest, but we have no guarantee that that will ever happen. And it's not because of the protesters, it's because of the cops. They're literally tear gassing us. There are literally so many accounts of people videos surfacing of quote-unquote protesters that are just solely there to riot, right? Mm-hmm. There's like videos of quote-unquote protesters paying other people, offering them money to go break into stores, right? There's like pictures of cops, videos of cops dropping off loads of bricks, right? So it's like, let's not say that protesters are just here to loot.
Right.
Let's not, because you're taking away from the point. And let's also not say that you don't have enough information to opinionate, because Leslie's right. You have all the freaking resources at your fingertips. Do some research. You know?
Spend like 7 hours on Instagram, bro. You can do some research.
Yeah, how many of you guys have your time clock on? What's that thing called?
Right, your screen time. You can literally look up an article, read an article. 3 minutes tops. Read a couple. Educate yourself.
I want to talk to people. I want to break things down. I want to have conversations, but I'm also tired, right? We're fatigued, right? I don't have the mental stillness of saying I don't have an opinion. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. I feel it deep down to my freaking blood. It boils. I cry. I'm outraged.
Absolutely.
And for someone to sit there and be like, well, I don't want to speak on it. I don't want to sound ignorant. I don't want to do this for clout. It's just like, nah, bro. It's like, there's no excuse.
You do everything else.
There's no excuse. I don't want to hear, oh, this is too much for me. You think this is too much for who? You don't think this is a lot for me? Like, oh, I'm an empath. I feel too much. Okay. What are you really feeling for yourself? Oh, I want to protect my space. Okay. But it's like, we're not alone in this. We're mm-hmm. human beings, you know? I wrote a freaking paragraph the other day on Carol G's post, who was like, oh, you know, we're all white, Black,
Hold up. But talk about that post and what the hell she even fucking posted, bro. She fucking posted her lap dog, who's multicolored.
She deleted that. It's not up.
It's not up anymore, but she fucking posted a fucking picture of a dog that was multicolored and said she had proof of how
beautiful
all
black and brown is.
Right. How black and white, all colors together, whatever the fuck. And that shit, honestly, is just, it is disrespectful. Ignorance is fucking bliss.
Disregarding.
And, you know, it's just like, way to disregard and belittle an issue that is fucking huge, okay? And that there's that artist, and there's also J Balvin, bro. Literally, I believe yesterday he posted a picture and took it down within 5 to 10 minutes because he got so much backlash. But he posted hashtag Latinos Lives Matter too. And, bruh, it's the same shit.
We're not with that.
We're not with it. Nope. It's the same shit as All Lives Matter. We're not with it. We're not here for that. That's not the purpose of this at all. And honestly, even that pissed me off because it just goes to show how ignorance is bliss. But not just that. It's like, think of the following he has. Think of the following and the people that are fucking viewing that shit. And think, oh, yeah, that's right. Because J Balvin has, you know. So at this point, it's like,
it's important we're talking about these artists because we support them so much.
So
and they
fucking much.
And we resonate with them so much, you know, they speak up and blah blah blah. But then when it comes about a race,
real issue.
About a real issue, yeah. And I just want to point out that this shit is getting old, the old All Lives Matter shit. It's like, okay, to reiterate, yes, lives matter, right? Yes, we value the human life, right? Yes, but what is happening? We have major numbers going up in statistics, and this is so beyond paper and research. It is just the norm. Our stereotypical lives are totally built to think that, you know, black people are this and that and clearly dying. And so it's like, we're not standing up for all lives. We're not standing up for blue lives. We're not standing up for fucking Latin lives. We're standing up for black lives right now. And it's not just because of them. It has to do with all of us. We're fighting against police brutality. And who's involved in that? All of us.
All of us.
All
and
of us.
Also, let's also take a moment to acknowledge, you know, Latinos that are saying like, oh, they're anti the protest, or they're not for the protest, and they're not for all this and this and that, when literally Latinos and other people of color are reaping benefits that African Americans have fought for years, for centuries, forever.
Yes.
You know, it's like we wouldn't be here. It. We wouldn't have the shit that we would have if
the
they
rights,
didn't.
The human rights.
Everything that they fought for way back when, bruh. Civil rights movements, everything, et cetera, et cetera. We wouldn't have that. We wouldn't be reaping those benefits. And, you know, we, for those reasons, we need to be standing in solidarity.
Yeah, 1,000%. I'm so, so sick and tired and tired and sick. And I know, I mean, imagine us, if we're so sad about this, how do black people fucking feel, you know? Yeah. And like, we don't have to explain ourselves, and you do not have to ask them to explain themselves. You really do have to do your research. It's your own responsibility. And if you don't, and if you're not about this, then shut yourself off against everything else that has to do with black people, because I bet you won't, right? Who the fuck is your favorite artist? Drake. Who the fuck, what's on your feet? Jordans. What the fuck are you watching? NBA. Who the fuck makes those things great?
What kind of slang do you use in and out, like all day, every day?
Hella's all the way over there in fucking New York. Who did that? You know, it's like, black culture is so goddamn beautiful,
and it's
people
so prominent, and people love to, you know.
Yeah, you're gonna love black culture, but you're not gonna love black people.
Right. There's that. Facts. But anyways, let's go ahead and take a short music break, you guys, and we'll come back into this conversation. Burns, take it away.
AllInRadio.com.
I'm the river.
for that flow through the hood, through the woods, through the birds, through the mud, through the bricks, over the curb to the forest preserve. Got with 4 acres in the forest, words planting, growing for the young seeds to know them. Trees is blowing, we see change in the wind. It's a new day and I gotta take it in. I see a black man run, we need him to win. Young eyes search for a better tomorrow. Let belief lead the way and the angels follow. Open doors for the hopeful to go through, cause I was chosen to and I'm supposed to. I wrote like a child, always smiled, let my mind float like a child. Wishing I was smart as these kids are now. All grown up, still wishing I'm a child again. Church song reminded me to stay grateful. Amoye reminded me to stay played. 4 days go by, my life on high. I lead on my wall so the fight don't die in me. I found a purpose why I MC. Inspire a young world to be greater than me. I fall awake and I dream a song. So the little shorties will sing along. Children, welcome me. Your sentiments is felt in me. I see the future in the walk you have. Don't let these fools take you off your path. Laugh if you need to, smile if you need to. Life is a trip, ride along and proceed to. Drive to believe to do what you wanna do. Remember your kings and queens and still humble too. Life is in front of you, no need to look back again. Victory can be claimed while you're still battling. Travel on with the food I provide you, to awaken the voice that's inside you.
Radio.
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
All right, you guys, and we are back into these heated conversations that are much necessary, and we need to have them. Another thing that I want to bring up real quick, though, before we get into the next topic of conversation, is how, you know, it's been great and all to hear that the police officers involved with George Floyd have been arrested and are being tried.
Just one?
All of them.
Four.
Even the guy that was a bystander. And, you know, I follow a lot of Sean King on Instagram, who's an activist, and
he's problematic.
Is he?
Oh yeah, I've heard a lot of accounts that a lot of the money that he's been funneling through from donations are not all entirely going to the cause. I mean, I don't know facts.
Okay,
I'm just saying he's problematic and those are rising through some.
Okay, we got to look that up, and we definitely have to look that up before we preach that on our soapbox. But what I wanted to get into specifically was that as he said, you know, it's definitely progress that they have been arrested, that they are being charged. But the next battle ahead, right, is the fact that the same lawyer that represented the officers that killed Philando Castile are also representing this cop, Derek Chauvin, and along with the other, well, specifically Derek Chauvin. I'm not sure about the other officers. But it just goes to show that there are other powers and combating that we need to combat, right, obviously. Because this is clearly a lawyer who is...
He's bought out.
Exactly. You know, he's out here representing cops, getting them off time and time again. And it's just... it's just another issue that we need to focus on, right? It's definitely great that they've gotten charged, they've gotten arrested, but we needed to take that a step further, and we need to focus on also the trial and see that it goes through, because at the end of the day, there's a lawyer that's out here that is fucking saving the asses of fucking cops.
Yeah, you know, I used to be a strong believer in being, in order to change the system, we must be the system. We must get inside of that and break it from the inside in. But at this point, there is no inside in or outside in. This entire system of corruption is built to continue to oppress us, to continue to destroy us, to literally obliterate our entire human race. And just, you know, white supremacy, what the fuck is that about? It's about just pure white people. So the system is not broken, my people. The system is working exactly how it was designed to fucking work. Right. It's all a fucking setup. Once you begin to break shit down and understand what intersectionality is and how it's all connected, from the justice system to the pharmaceuticals to the fucking food that we eat to the fucking jobs that we do.
Absolutely.
And the fucking shit that we learn in school. You understand all of that. And so you know that the system is not broken. You know, and start to realize that this system is not built for us in a way for us to succeed. And those few people that succeed, you know, are in cahoots with the same people that gave them that platform. So by that, I mean celebrities and those one or two black people, that one out of X amount of people that is black, you know. And in so little words that I can say is just that we're tired. And that's why when I see posts that's, you know, for rioting and for burning shit down, to hell with it. Burn it all, you know. Yeah, some small businesses along the way are going to get hurt. I hope they have insurance. Let's rebuild those, you know, stay away from mom and pops. I'm not in no way, you know, saying that we should go out and riot. I'm just saying that
shit needs to happen. Like, at the end of the day, at this point, I think I'm at a point that I'm not so concerned with the destruction of
property
at all, of corporations at all. I've honestly been super sick and tired of people sharing and posting shit of, like, you know, videos being taken of people going into businesses and leaving with hella shit, you know, and people being like, oh my God, this is just people getting over. Fuck it, bro. Like, I'm fucking tired of it, and I'm tired of people sticking up or saying, like, you know, basically sticking up for corporations, because at the end of the day, they don't give a fuck about you or me. They never have. They never did. They do not give a fuck.
I mean, come on. Amazon fucking Bezos on his way to be a trillionaire. Do you even understand how many zeros is in that? I don't think so.
You're right.
And how much does he pay his workers? $15 an hour.
Right.
And it's like, and he makes like $1 million a minute.
And I want to say that half of those people, like, discouraged, like, talking shit about the looting and being offended because, you know, Target got closed up and now they got to go to Walmart. Big fucking whoop, okay?
We shouldn't even be supporting Walmart.
Well, anything, really, at this point, right? But I guess what I'm getting at is that these are the people that are sharing these things, that have a problem with all these things, are definitely the people that are most, like, tone deaf to everything that's going on.
No entiende mi gente. Aquí no estamos para servirle.
But it just also goes to show how consumerism runs deep.
Yep. And I think that as consumers, we don't understand our own power, you know? I tell my mom, like, it's okay, spend the extra money, go to another store, don't shop at Walmart. But what the fuck, bro? We ain't rich. We gotta, you know, make our dollars stretch. And I understand. I understand. Trust me, I do. But we have to start somewhere. We have to make some changes in those sacrifices. I'm not trying to steer away from what's at hand right now. I'm just saying that it really is all connected. And it's not just, you know, going out, posting a shit ton of shit online and protesting a day or two. Like, trust me, I feel like I'm not doing shit because I understand that my power alone is not enough. And just here talking about it, and to the few people that are listening, I appreciate you. Thanks again, you know, Leslie, for having me here and for opening up the space, and Burns for allowing us this space to talk about it and to not only vent, but to try to reach those few people that are in our little circle. Because at the end of the day, we all live in our bubble, and we go home, you know, and we stay with our families, we go to work, we do this and that, and the world doesn't stop for fucking nobody. The world does not stop for nobody. People die all the time, every day. We all have experienced death. And if you haven't, I am so, so grateful for you, because you're going to die too. I mean, it's simple. I'm sorry. It's true. And it's not something that I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of death, you know? It's a scary thing, but it's like, what am I doing in this life? Once we die, what's after that? We don't know. So why not make this right here, right now, important? And that's, it's not feel, just bro. Sitting at home and watching the news and being fed all of this propaganda. You got to talk for your own. Have those conversations with people. But don't sit there. Don't just post your food and post your fucking lives like it's nothing.
Seriously.
And don't tell me that, oh, you know, it's a lot for me and I don't want to go out there. Okay, don't post the fucking black square either. It's like... Yeah. Stand up and educate yourself. You don't know enough? Talk to your friends. Talk to people that are passionate about it. Clearly, Leslie and I are over here talking about it because we feel some type of way.
It's just no excuse for it anymore.
We feel some type of way. And if you don't, okay. But don't sit here and try to be part of this movement, because clearly you are on the side of the oppressor. And I am not gonna, you know, cater to you. I love you. I love you guys. All of my friends and family. My own fucking dad, bro. I gotta fight with him every fucking day about social issues. He might as well fucking vote for Trump at this point. To hell that he will. I'd rather throw his ballot away and uneducate him instead. But I'm just saying. And also, to speak on voting, a lot of people are having, you know, voting in different states right now. And I understand, and trust me, I understand that the power of voting only runs so deep. Again, the system is rigged. Again, everything is fucked up, right? But if you can inform yourself on that shit and you feel like you're doing something by voting, go ahead and do that too. I'm not going to take away from that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I have to say that, yeah, I agree with you. And at this point, you know, it is getting old, and it's also definitely also rubbing me the wrong way that people are definitely happily posting and living their day-to-day lives as if nothing's going on, like they're completely unfazed. And it's like, you know, it's one thing when we were all going through this quarantine, but yeah, everybody had a post about quarantine. And so it goes to show that It just really goes to show where people stand, you know. And I told you earlier, yesterday, I posted a shit ton of stuff regarding Black Lives Matter, protests, and police brutality. I definitely did. At the same time, yeah, I did post, like, some food, a workout, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to say, I got way more feedback on that post than I did on any post regarding Black Lives Matter, police brutality, and anything else.
Why? Because people are scared to speak
up. They're fucking scared. And and you know, it's like, at this point, you guys, it's just...
Bruh, you're scared to speak up? How the fuck do you think people that are black are scared of? They're scared of being fucking black on the street, bro. You know how sad it is for me to see videos of black parents teaching their black children on how to properly carry themselves around white people? That is fucking disgusting, bro. My dad always taught me to stand up for myself, to speak up for myself, especially being a woman. Thank you, Dad. But at the same time, it's like, you're still, yeah, he's still making, like, racist remarks, right? But, like, people, my people, we do not have to live this way. Why should I live in fear? Why should our neighbors and family members live in fear when you and I have the power to keep them safe?
Right.
And just by using our voice as a white ally, as any other race.
And I, you just, know what? It's white not... people that are listening today, if by any reason you feel attacked, if for any reason you feel like we're talking about you, if for any reason you're getting defensive, it sounds like a motherfucking personal problem.
That you need a break.
That you need to figure the fuck out. You can't be here feeling attacked, feeling victimized, feeling like you're targeted because you feel like you do stand with people of color or African Americans. If you are, for whatever reason, still feeling some kind of offended, you need to work on that. Yep. But anyway, you guys, let's take another music break and we will be right back with more.
Eres especial, sobrenatural, Vayan de aquí, yo te quiero chombita. Mi corazón siempre por ti brinca. Mami, tu piel es bella y bonita. Echa pa'lante, dale negrita, negrita.
África, África.
Ni saben lo que he tenido que hacer para vivir. La vida en América no es como creí. Ni menos como piensan los que no viven aquí. Es dura, compuesto no es Panamá. Que si no tienes algo, el vecino te lo da. Acá si quieres algo, tú lo tienes que buscar. Y si no hay trabajo, entonces tienes que pecar. Porque renta es cara, la ley es mala. Sin papeles, tú no eres nada. Ni como humano te tratan. Este es un mensaje para toda mi raza. Hey, nada es como antes. Las cosas han cambiado, por hay que echar balance. Yeah. Yo soy inmigrante. Se me trata a mí como si soy maleante. Yeah. Nada es como antes. Las cosas han cambiado, por hay que echar balance.
Thank you guys for everyone who was tuning in today. And joining us during this conversation, during this time. And hopefully we reached an audience out there that maybe needed this little push to understand where we're coming from, the fact that you can find other resources and do your part as a person, really. Yeah. I think that if you need to, if you don't even know where to start, look amongst your community organizations.
Your friends,
any kind of protests that are going on, any way that you can donate, maybe any form of support in any way matters, counts. And it's about time that we do that for each other together, you know.
You may not feel like this is your fight, but it is our duty. It literally is. And like people have said online and all over, don't wait till it happens to your loved one. Don't wait till this police brutality happens to anyone near you or to you. I've personally been victimized by police, but it's not about me. You know what I mean? It's about Black lives right now. But you have to understand that the issue doesn't stem there. It stems deep, deep, deep into our systematic racial oppression, beginning with Black people.
Right. And before we leave and before we end this, I actually want to take a moment to actually acknowledge the other day I actually saw somebody share something regarding ICE and saying how, oh, everybody forgot about ICE and these concentration camps because everyone's dealing with police brutality. And really, like, let's all be real.
Yeah.
And let's do our research, because ICE is police.
And what is that brutality against our own raza and our own immigrants?
Exactly.
That's police brutality, bro.
It's the same thing. It's the same shit. It's the same fucking game.
Just attacking a different race. And it's not about dividing us. It's about sticking together. And together, we can bring this system down. Why do you think they have so much money for so much militarized equipment, but they don't got money for freaking nurses and doctors to freaking fight this pandemic?
Right.
Why? Because this country is set up already. They know. They have the power. We're number one in weaponry all over the fucking world. They are prepared to obliterate us at a massive destruction, at a mass rate. All right. And you guys, we all need to understand that. Where do the where does this country have their goals in? Within white supremacy, within, they don't care about our health. They don't care about our anything. They don't care about closing the racial inequality gap. They just care literally about keeping the white people, the rich, that 1% right at the top, right at the tippity top. So anybody else below, which is literally everybody, I don't think any one of us here knows a fucking Rockefeller. All right. So like, with that being said, it's literally about all of us.
Facts.
And we all need to come together for this.
Facts.
Shit. All right. Like, I don't want to be hearing no fucking excuses. Do your own research. Oh, I swear to God, if I see a post that says normalize silence.
Oh, you got me fucked up.
I'm not with that shit.
We're
and we
not.
Still got to have that conversation, bro. We still got to have that conversation. But I don't have an excuse for you and you can't have an excuse for yourself. So.
All right, you guys. Well, yeah, absolutely. If there's anything we can leave you with, it's that. Do your part. Do your part as a person within the community. Together, we stand. And hopefully, we can make a difference. And if revolution is what we need, then that's what we fucking need. So thank you guys so much for being here with me tonight. Bree, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is exactly what I wanted to do today on today's episode, especially with everything that's been going on. And I feel like you articulated yourself really well and you talked about your points. And I really, really appreciate you for being here today, especially because you and I have definitely been in our feels lately, and I thought it would be an opportunity to definitely let that shit out, let it go, but also use that anchor that we have right now. Use that anchor that we have and bring it into the studio and let other people know how the fuck we feel. And also just, you know, spreading that knowledge and spreading the word that we're not standing by silence and we're not standing by people pretending to be that, you know, that they don't know, they don't know, it doesn't affect them. We're over that, we're past that. And at the end of the day, like, united we stand. So thank you guys
and
so much.
And together we fucking fall.
There we go. So thank you guys for being here tonight. This is La Mera Hora. I'm your host, Leslie, and you're listening to allinradio.com. Hit my page with a follow. That's at la.merahora, and I will see you guys next week.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good night.
Allinradio.com.
Wow. We ain't giving up. After everything we've been through,
we ain't giving up.
Here we are. Hey. Troubles and fights. No, we never gave up, gave up, gave up. No, we never gave up, gave up, gave up. No, we never gave up, gave up, gave up. No, hurricane through it.
Cause
we got through it, cause we never gave up. Bless. I've been at my lowest low, now I'm at my highest high.
to hit my rock bottom. Now I can touch the sky. Don't need no stimulation, cause every day's a blessing. When I open up my eyes, I ask a single question. I'm free at last, I'm free at last. Oh Lord, how sweet is this? I got peace at last, I swear I needed this. I'm just a human being, learning to exist. And when they ask me how I did it, I repeated this. In the process of trying to change my life, became of my life. Now I'm thanking God for my struggles and struggles.